It is now time for the show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect, Ollie. Greetings, greetings, blessings. Thanks for pulling it down on the inside. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Welcome to VOB 92.9, the nation's number one station across all listeners in Barbados. And thank you so much for making us number one at all time. VOB 92.9 FM, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, every single Saturday. And today we're going to have St. Andrew Carnival passing through. We're going to have Selena coming off of St. Andrew Carnival and telling us all about the carnival. We're going to do some giveaways for the carnival as well. And we're going to have two young sisters, Maya and Aisha, who is going to come on and tell us all about their business, their journey. And although all of these are two young people, I understand they have been in the game for a very long time at their tender age. So we're going to have a chat with them. And of course, you know, we salute positive people in the community doing positive things. And these are two extraordinary young ladies. So we're going to introduce you all to them. Ollie, I want you to tell Barbados a bit about these two sisters.
You ready?
Then we're going to let it. Yes, please.
Okay, sir. Maya and Aisha are two sisters who started their cake business September 3rd, 2012. That's 11 years ago at the tender age of 13 and 16 years old due to a need to save their home. After realizing how profitable having a business of their own could be, they stayed the course and developed their skills, which later led them to fill a gap within the cake industry in Barbados. That gap was where there were so many people selling cakes and starting businesses, but there were very few teaching the skill of modern cake decorating, as well as teaching how to price cakes and how to run a successful cake business. So in 2020, during the pandemic, they launched their online cake academy, and 100 plus students later, they have made a huge impact on bakers across the island and the Caribbean. They're best known for their courses, edible toppers provided to bakers across the islands, and their character cakes. Ladies and gentlemen, Maya and Aisha.
Good evening, ladies. Thanks for coming on, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. How are you?
Hi, good evening. We're fine.
Well, nice. So I want Maya and then Aisha introduce yourselves to Barbados. Tell us your role in the company and tell us where did your passion for starting a business come from. Maya and then Aisha.
All right, no problem. Hi, everybody. My name is Maya, and my role in the business right now is CEO, of course, not so my sister, because we share that duty. Mainly on a day-to-day basis right now, I tend to do more of the behind the scenes of answering calls, messages, emails, that sort of stuff, the social media marketing, as well as some decorating of butterfing cakes. I try not to bake anymore too much because after doing it for roughly the 8th year, I started to develop enough sinuses and so on. I didn't know Asia does majority of the baking, and I normally only bake along when I'm teaching. Yeah. So that's roughly what I do in terms of my passion of how it started. Well, I could say two things. The first one was doing a practical at school in second form. We had an assignment to do a cake at school, and then we had homework to do another cake at home, and it was for marks. And I got home and I wanted to do something totally different. I didn't want a vanilla or chocolate cake, so I ended up doing a cinnamon cake. And I wanted my decoration to be unique. And I went home, like, the books that my mother had, some Wilton books on the bookshelf, and I looked through them, I saw, like, some head painting tips and stuff, and little decorations. And so I got them, got to practicing, and did a little attempt at some cake bars, and we had this little lizard, what do you call it, a rubber? Oh, yeah, a little rubber lizard that I placed in the center with, like, some icing leaves and stuff. And to me, it was a bomb looking kit. Looking back at it, no, it wasn't that good. But I carried it to school and I submitted it, and I actually got the highest marks, 28 out of 30 from my kit. And just seeing how everybody else reacted was like a light bulb saying, yeah, this is a good reaction. I think we want to do this again. So that was like one of the first instances of me feeling great in terms of putting smiles on other people's faces in the form of kit. And then secondly, it came on due to us having to help save our home in terms of getting some money.
You just muted yourself, Maya. I know you probably missed and hit something. Good. On mute, you're on mute now.
Yeah. That's where you left the outcome. Hello?
Yes, please. You were muted. You were muted when you said you did it to save your home.
Ah, okay. So I was saying that the second love came from having to do it and I need to save my home in terms of basically baking extra. And from there, I did redevelop the more skills and I would say, what are you looking for right now? Not self-confidence, but discipline, yeah, self-discipline. So that's basically it for me.
Nice, yes, please. And Aisha, now I want Aisha, your role in the company, and where did your passion come from for the business?
Okay, so my role in the company is basically everything. I am the baker, the CEO, the secretary. Right now, I'm taking a more of a role in the baking as my sinuses are acting up. But from now and then, I will be answering the calls as well as doing content behind the scenes. My love for baking, our job was started kind of Maya's godmother was a really good cake decorator, and for most of our birthdays we would normally get a character team cake, and I remember just seeing the cake and lighting up, and from then on it was like I like birthday cakes and I like to see how it just makes the event more special. So Maya and I wanted to make events more special for every child, so we made sure that we practice our art so that every child could have, that was the initial thing, that every child should have a kit for their birthday. Yeah. That's what made us smile. For teaching, especially, yeah.
He asked, I think you answered it. Though.
Every child should have a kit. Now, we see Aisha?
Yes, please.
Listen, boy, that's, I believe that too. Every child should at least have a birthday kit, you know?
Yeah, correct.
So, Maya, mm-hmm. Since you're the older one, mm-hmm. Did you pull Aisha into this business? No, not base. I got big sisters too. Did you pull Aisha into this business or was it a mutual understanding?
It was a mutual understanding. It was a mutual understanding for the cake aspect. For the teaching, she was on the fence.
Right. So for the business now, you say, well, good. Me and sis, we got me business.
Yeah.
That was mutual. But the mm-hmm. teaching part now is where you pull the big sister card.
Yeah, because Aisha was like, I don't think we're ready. I said, Aisha, we already got 8 years in the game. What do you mean? And she's like, you need some more time. I said, more time, what? We're doing this year. So, yeah.
But now, the realization to teach and educate people and help them.
Yeah.
From conception to the journey, how was that? Really thought come about in your head?
It was almost like that.
And how difficult it was implementing it, because I believe that this is a wonderful thing you are doing. And of course, you know, it said on here on 95, which is also Starcom, one by Starcom. And I said here on 92.9, in my role as coordinator of the Peace Program, we got work with for sure. But not a young person, you still have a teaching hundreds of students.
Yeah.
How the journey, getting your classes up and running, where do you get the knowledge from? Where did you acquire your skills from? And where did you get the knowledge of starting the class, running the class, doing the class?
Okay, well, you have to answer all those questions. I gotta go back a little bit.
Don't worry, we got time. Is the hour show? So take time. We got time. And welcome to Selena. Selena just come in. Salutes to St. Andrew Carnival. If you're from St. Lucie, no, turn up the radio loud. If you ain't from St. Lucie, still turn up the radio. We talking to Maya and Aisha, you know, two young entrepreneurs, business ladies, but also they teach the business as well. And then we got Selena from St. Andrew Carnival. So we're going to have a great show today. We're talking about music, carnival, tourism, and walking up, and talking about food. Maya says, over to you. Tell us about your journey. From conception, from thinking about it, to teaching. So when you go into a bit deeper, why did you want to teach, and how was that journey so far?
Teaching was always something inside of me. From the time I was about 8 years old, I would start playing teacher. Yes, we'll always be the student, of course. By default, because
Well, she there already, Maya. You know what I mean? She already there. She already loves it. So she already loves it. So why not you, she, you know?
And then from there it evolved from not just teaching her but some of my cousins as well. On the evenings I would help them with homework. Then it went from cousins and Aisha to my mother's friends' children and that sort of stuff. So I was teaching as I got older, the more I did it. Even like when I was in secondary school and stuff, I was still tutor some individuals in the neighborhood as well as my mother's close friends and that sort of stuff. So that's where teaching began for me. I just love helping other people. And then moving forward in terms of adding it to the business, part of me wanted to be a teacher always, but I always wanted the freedom of having my own money too. So I didn't want to choose between the two necessarily, but in life sometimes you do have to choose one path eventually to get yourself eventually to really want to go, right? So I did go in with the baking, but the teaching was always something that I wanted to get to eventually. So 8 years later, got into the teaching, and I wanted the teaching to be online on purpose. And some people felt as though that was a bad idea when I brought the initial idea to them, like in my circle. I was like, teaching is good, but online cakes, like, why would you do that? Cake is something that you have to do in person. I was like, no, because Aisha and I, we literally taught ourselves everything that we know. Every single thing that we know, we taught ourselves except for the business aspect. We did classes on that. But in terms of baking, decorating, sculpting, everything we learned through either a book or watching a video on YouTube or trial and error. And so we just sit down and practice the craft over and over and over again. However, the problem that comes with teaching yourself is that you sometimes teach yourself the wrong habits. Yeah. And so breaking those habits could be kind of hard when you learn the correct way. And so we had to sit down and, you know, unlearn those things. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to do classes to help other individuals that might be struggling, doing it the wrong way, to learn the correct way. Yeah. Right? So with that happening, we eventually started to add on the classes, like I said, and I wanted to do it online. And the reason why I wanted to do it online is because I wanted to be able to impact many people all at the same time. But if done in person here, we will be limited to how many we could take. And I didn't want it to be limited. So I said, okay, online, like I said, some people weren't on board with that. They were like, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. But I've been sitting in the bath and normally have really good conversations with Lord in the bath. So I prayed about it and I was like, Lord, I know right now it's COVID and everything. And at this point, you could guide me and tell me when to start, because I want that when I do it, and when Aisha and I do it, that it is done in your favor. So I finished praying everything, got out of the bath, and as soon as I got out of the bath, I heard him say, go and post it now on WhatsApp. Let people know that you're doing it. And I was like, huh? But Lord, it's COVID. People just get laid off of work. They ain't got no money. They're looking to get food and toilet paper. Like, they ain't looking for classes, Lord. I don't think that you're telling me the right thing. He was like, you asked me for guidance. I give you the guidance. And now you're telling me that my guidance is wrong. Well, don't do it, you idiot. So I said, okay, cool. So I can do it. So said and done, I did it and I posted it. And when I posted it, about 6 people answered it. And I was like, okay, I guess we onto something. And so I did, and then I created a poster, did an ad, and when I did the ad, more than 40 people answered it. And I was like, Okay, we definitely on to something. So after that happened, I went through the whole process, and the very first person that came from the ad, she was all on board. She wanted her daughter to do it. And when I told her that it was going to be online, she was like, no. And I was like, oh, damn. So now we're getting these people to answer, people interested, and another hurdle here. No, nobody don't want to do online. And so instead of just putting down the phone and saying, okay, no problem, thanks, I asked her, I said, why don't you want to do it online? And she said, in all honesty, the class sounds really, really good, but I do think that my daughter will need an in-person experience, like a hands-on something. And so I don't think that the online platform would be good for her. And I said, okay, no problem, thanks so much. Have a great day. Immediately after I finished that conversation, I went and I changed the business, not the business, sorry, the course outline. And so I left the syllabus as it was. However, the only thing that I changed is that within those 8 weeks, you will have 3 weeks where you could come in person and get additional help. From the time that I made that change, instead of it being all online for the 8 weeks, and just having that split of 3 weeks until the 8 you come, everybody said yes. And I was like, cool, thank you, Jesus. And that is how it began. And out of those 40 people I only took, I think it was 13 in the very first class, because I didn't want to overwhelm myself. Like I said, it was the first time, and I wanted to see how it was.
That is very noble to tell yourself, don't overwhelm yourself and not grab at everything, right? It's quite noble of you for a young lady, because you know, Maya, a lot of businesses, a lot of people do that and hurt the reputation.
Correct. And not only that, those individuals were trusting me to be able to give up my best to them. And so I didn't want that. I feel so dear now. And I'm trying to do this and do that, just grabbing money when in reality people being hurt are not getting the grasp of the education. I didn't want that. And so the class curriculum was not only just for baking and decorating, it was also for business side, because that was very important for Asia and I. Because like I said, on the last program, when it came to baking here in Barbados, there were some individuals who were teaching the skill, but nobody was teaching the business side. And that is the part where people struggle with the most. A lot of bakers, they start with the baking from learning with grandma, and then they go and do a icing class with somebody. And then when they start the business, they run into problems because they don't know how to market themselves. They don't know how to price correctly. They know how to keep their clients coming in, or how to attract their clients, et cetera, or to do consultations correctly. A lot of people lose money during just the consultation stage alone. So I wanted that my students will have the knowledge of doing all of that. So when they get hit with the first client, they go running and then be successful each and every single time. So that is why I chose to do business as well as baking and decorating. A lot of my students will say that they felt a little bit back at school when they did the class. It was so overwhelming because they had projects that they had to do, like written scripts as well as bake and decorate. I was like, oh my God, you're trying to kill me. We literally had a lot of students that would come here and cry because they felt as though it was just so much and had no clue that all this was necessary within a kid business. And I wanted them to have that eye opener. So yeah, I think that's the end of answering all of your questions.
Nice. Now, Aisha.
Hi.
Yes. Now, the start of your journey. I want you to tell Barbados. The crazy thing is awesome that y'all were doing this. My sister, she was 30.
No, I was 16.
And Aisha, you were how old?
13.
Well, and I just think is that's incredible to start so young and still going. No, I want, what was the most shocking thing in the beginning of this journey? It started, it feel good to start your own thing. Sorry, Barbados. It feel good to start your own thing. I want you to tell us the shocking part of the journey and how did you and your sister overcome it together. People, this is Maya and Aisha. Maya and Aisha Kids. Excellent business. You also teach the business as well. Of course, you can let them tell you all the information about the classes and so on. But right now, we were speaking to Maya before. This is Aisha now, telling us all about the journey and the shocking part of the journey and how did her and her sister overcome it?
Okay, so the most shocking part of the journey was, I would say, what we thought we knew and what it really was. So basically, we thought that this business would just be you make the things, you go, you show posters, everybody can support, people can come, money can come. But that's not how it was. We had to work hard, and then there were some periods where we were working hard, or we thought we were working hard enough, or we thought we were doing what advertising was supposed to be, or marketing was supposed to be. And it was a huge surprise. And there were a lot of things that we did that we thought were right, but weren't right, as in the same marketing.
The pricing,
yes, the pricing was one. Marketing, the pricing. Yeah, basically that was the big surprise. And then how we overcame that was one day, as Mike was saying, when we were on the radio, we were doing the goods and enough money wasn't coming in. And my mom was like, it's either you all learn how to do this here correctly, or you get a job. Maybe like, are we not getting a job? Mm-hmm. I was on the verge of getting a job, but I was like, no, we can stick to it. And then one day she prayed to God, as we always do. And he came through for us. There was an advertisement showing us how to price correctly. And I was like, okay, this is what we have to do. This is what it seems that God wants us to do. So she took the course and she used my mom's card. And we took it and she did the course. Then she explained to me what is that was going on. And she like dumbed it down for me a bit, because sometimes I don't understand on the level that she did. Mm-hmm. And she did that. And then we learned how to pray. But basically she showed me the ropes and she was like, okay, we have to put this in. And when we put it in, things changed. And it was drastic from the price, because then when we changed the prices and so on and so forth, we lost a couple of customers, and for us that was a big shock, because we were like, we're doing it right, but yet we're losing customers. So that didn't seem correct to us. Mm-hmm. But we had to stick it through, and eventually
it
came back. Yeah.
Love that. I absolutely love that. Maya and Aisha Cakes Ollie, two young ladies, were at it from 13 and 16 years old. Ollie, you know, of course, each week young people continue to impress us, but I think this is impressive, and they're well spoken as well, man. I love it. When we come back, Ollie want taking a song from the Cropover Festival. When we come back, we're gonna speak to Selena and what is going on in St. Andrew. Maya and Aisha don't go nowhere. I'm keeping you here with me for the hour. Selena, you aren't going nowhere either. You know you have to stay with me until the hour is finished. Ollie, give us a Cropover tune and any messages or advertisement. You know we got pay the bills. And when we come back, we're going to speak to my sister Selena and my two buddies, Maya and Aisha. VOB 92.9, the nation's number one, your favorite Uncle Sluggy.
can't see you staring me down. Watching my lips like run, like your love how I take control.
From Yohenji, Tech the Wine. It is 7 o'clock in Barbados, and we're back with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme and the host, Sluggy Dan.
Yes, please. Yes, please. 7 p.m. We're going to the 7:30. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday on the nation's number one. Don't forget, we have Maya and Aisha from Maya and Aisha Kids. Two young, outstanding people in the community, you know, making me feel extremely proud for doing what we do here, trying to highlight positive young people. And we have Selena. Selena, good evening. Welcome to Bajan.
Good evening, Sluggy. How are you?
I'm good, man. Every all the time. Once I say at work, I feel good. You know, I love my job. So I'm blessed. And daddy asked me,
I know you love your job. I can tell you're very passionate about it.
Yeah, that's real talk. Everybody don't get to do saying that they will do for free and get paid for it. You know what I mean?
I completely agree.
I got these things that I do for like 15 years for no money, with no pay there. So, you know, you can love it even more now. So, thank you, man. But it's good. But it's good because of people like you, because you teach me things about St. Andrew and never know. You know, you keep talking about borders or anything. Is not places, but I still amazed at these places in Barbados, how sweet these places are, how well, Selena, how well they are kept. Because we all know it's hard to got a treasure, but if you don't truly treasure it, you know you're gonna lose it. So I'm amazed at how well some of these places are kept. Now tell us, why is St. Andrew so special? What is this carnival so special, not only to BIM, we're trying to showcase to the world, and let us know also about these hidden or might not be generally or widely known treasures that you have in the lovely parish of St. Andrew. We've got Maya and Aisha and myself listening. Over to you, Selena.
Good night, Maya. It's a pleasure to be on this call with you this evening. So for your first question, why is St. Andrew mean so much, or why is St. Andrew so special?
Yes, please.
The reason I say St. Andrew is special is because they call St. Andrew Parish Paradise. You know, it's a paradise.
Yeah, I love parish. That. Parish Paradise, man. I thought.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so for me, it is special because when I look around the entire parish of St. Andrew, it is not only beautiful as in scenic beauty, but it has full, vibrant communities. The people are friendly, they are happy, you know, and we're really interactive with each other. So St. Andrew is really a parish paradise. It has a lot of untouched resources here. And for me, it's like, you can't have it any other parish but St. Andrew. You can't have it any other where but St. Andrew. And for me, that's why St. Andrew is so special, you know? And then we have a lot of other places. We have a lot of other places other than what are mentioned for Carnival. As you would know, Carnival has the four sections, which would be the five sections, which would be Greenpond. Yeah, five sections, which would be Green Pond, Turner's Hall Woods, Sleeping Giants, Foster Funland, and the Sand Hole. So, you know, those are the five that we decided to bring recognition to over the past 2 years. And last year, we brought them as secret treasures. And this year, we said we're igniting those treasures and bringing further recognition to those. But as you would have mentioned, we also have Borden's Aqua Park. We have Picture Hole. You know, we have Long Pond. We have a lot of other places. We have Babylon Road in itself, and Babylon has a lot of history. We have the East Coast that also has part of the railroad that's still attached there. So we have a lot of other places that
We also have a place, man, that Tonya has shown me like a movie, man, where you could be upstairs looking on. They just have like a market there once a month. I ain't want to call
it. And that's Walker's Reserve. Well, and you. Walker Reserve was previously known as the Sand Hole, and that has been revitalized. It has two large ponds. It's over 2 acres. It's a large property. You have beautiful views of the coastline. There are grafted plants, and what they did in the sand hole was actually try to get plants and fruits that will grow in the sandy soil. So they have put a lot of time, research, and energy into Walker Reserve. There's an eco market there every first Saturday of every month for most of the year, and you get to really see the sand hole in its entire beauty. And what they do is an eco market, so you have a lot of local produce, a lot of local vendors there, and you get to see St. Andrew like no other way. Yeah, and then for our carnival, November 30th, you know, Thursday, November 30th, Independence Day, Republic Day, St. Andrew's Day. And you're having a beautiful jump up in Parish Paradise, 2 miles of scenic rustic beauty. You have the 5 sections, 2 to 3 music trucks. We have like the top island DJs. So we're really having a wonderful time on that day. And I'm so looking forward to having, you know, so many people come out and supporting us, understanding the vision that we have for St. Andrew, preserving history, culture, heritage, music, a piece. You know, thanks to the National Peace Program for also pushing that initiative. So for me, it's like there's so much in it. It's not just a carnival for me. It's a community celebration. It's having a celebration St. Andrew's Way, you know, and it just brings such joy and happiness to me to have St. Andrew highlighted in the way that we have been doing it the past few years.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. No, Selena. You know so much about your parish because you're on the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee. You know so much about it because you live there or because you truly love your parish. Where all your knowledge and love and passion for St. Andrew come from? Because I live in St. Michael, I'm born in St. Michael. I know if you love St. Michael, you love St. Andrew. But that's the truth. Like, where does love and passion come from? Just from being on the committee? Or what, where this special connection with your parish come from?
The reason for my passion for St. Andrew is because I was born and raised in St. Andrew. And where I grew up in Babylon Road, you know, we were always a very close-knit community surrounded by family, close-knit friends. And I'm the younger of my 4 sisters. And they would take me pretty much everywhere with them. Back then, you know, we had rivers that would actually be flowing rivers throughout the year. Obviously, climate change has made things a bit different now, but back then we would go to the river, they would take me. So we would get to do a lot of hiking, you know, but now it's called hiking, but back then we were just having fun as kids, you know, just going through. So on summer vacations, we're heading down to Long Pond, we're heading down to the river, and we're going out and having a fun time. We're hiking, we're looking for akis, cashews, dumps. You know, so we're really looking for passport. So in doing that, we're just walking wherever we choose to and finding beautiful places as we go. So I would have learned a lot of it from just being exploring when I was young and having fun and adventurous at that time. And then as I got older, I got into tourism. I would have studied tourism at the community college and then on to the University of West Indies Cape Health campus. So I would have also got to really understand more about it and do further research into St. Andrew and Barbados. And then being in the PIC, you know, it made it even easier for me to then connect more with the residents of St. Andrew and further with my community. So now when I think of St. Andrew, I think of peace, I think of community, I think of happiness, and I think of how to make St. Andrew better, as into how to develop it, to make it that sub-tourism product that I know that St. Andrew truly can be and bring things into the environment in a sustainable way, because we don't want to over-commercialize it, but make it a sustainable parish that you can come to and enjoy throughout the year.
I absolutely love that. We have Maya and Aisha from Maya and Aisha Cakes, started at 13 and 16 respectively. This is about 10 years now, right, Maya and Aisha? Or is it longer or shorter? I ain't want to get your claim wrong.
11.
Oh my God, sorry. Starting at 13 and 16, Selena, and this is 11 years now, so you know, and if you calculate them, it's still extremely young people. They think that's absolutely
different.
I know we have Selena telling all about St. Andrew, so she making this sound like more than just a carnival. And to talk about
it is.
Yes, and I have IQ Daily, the director, the National Peace Program, you know, don't need to call him my boss, but that's my boss. Everybody got a boss. He's the boss of Bim Got Talent, and he's doing everybody's got a boss, and salutes to Bim Got Talent, all my young people locked on as well. And one of my young people from Bim Got Talent lost her home and every single thing yesterday. I ended the show and tell you all about that. She just got into Palmarine. She lost all her uniform, all of her books, all of her clothes, every single thing. Her home burned flat to the ground here in Westbury. So you can give Barbara that info at any show, because I need Barbara to come out and I need Barbara to support her and want she back in school. But I can tell you about that any show. No, I keep my question to you. I mean to put you in the hot seat now, but stemming from these conversations that we are having with Maya and Aisha, who are young people, and then speaking of persons like Selena, Maya and Aisha, talking about educating people, helping people start their own business, showing them the ins and outs of the business. There are two young people take upon themselves to teach the game to other young people. And as you know, you always tell me certain principles you can carry to any business, you can carry to life, you can carry the principles to your children. These things that you show me, you know, certain principles to have, and is help, these things help better the community as well. I know you heard Selena talking about community tourism. Now, Aki, why are these things important to the development of a community? You know, a person like myself, I didn't see it. You had to come, you had to break it down for me. You had to show me how these things that may seem so simple to me really helps in building a community and creating better persons in our community. Why does these things help our community, Aki, and how do they help our community? And thank you so much for coming on. You have to unmute yourself. Look for the mute button. If you don't find the mute button, you gotta go and come in again and hit connect with the computer audio or phone audio, whatever audio you're using. I want everyone to go and follow where Aki get his thing on. I want everyone to go and follow the National Peace Program on all social media platforms. Actually, if you don't get on mute, you can exit, come in again, and we can match you proper, connect with audio. Yeah. No.
Akil, if you don't get through, you can always call in too, and we could put you on through the phone line.
Easy, correct. You're correct. No. Maya, can we put you in the hot seat?
Before you ask a question, I just want to say hi to Selena as well.
Are you good night?
Oh, we got Aki there. We put Maya. We can put Aki in the hot seat first, Maya. We can put Aki in the hot seat first. No.
Hey, good night.
Yeah, good night. Good night. Thanks a million for coming on. Go ahead, buddy.
Right. I want to thank you, first of all, Sluggy. This is a wonderful program. I want to thank your guests, and I want to say good night to Barbados. Now, it's very important for initiatives like St. Andrew Carnival, like the adventure clubs that you, Sluggy, are responsible for setting it all across this island. Because as many events, as many things we can do together as a community, it can only make for a better Barbados. When we can get people to appreciate seeing the areas in Barbados, when we can get people to appreciate their communities, when we can get people to appreciate the different structures and properties around this country, it will only cause a greater appreciation for our country, and that will only result in better citizens of the country. So that is our aim in the National Peace Program, create as much areas of positive activity across this country, therefore leaving less time for people to engage in negative activity. So that's what we're all about. So I want to take my hat off to the organizers of the St. Andrew Carnival. And as a result, we have decided to have 50 young people participate in the carnival. We are still awaiting approval for it, but we propose to have 50 young people at risk youth from various communities across Barbados yes. come up to the beautiful parish of St. Andrew and participate in the St. Andrew Carnival as a show of peace, you know, so they can see beautiful St. Andrew. So I just want to take my hat off to Selena and all the other organizers, Janelle and Tanya, all the other organizers of the St. Andrew Carnival. It's a wonderful thing, and we need to have more carnivals. So I invite all the other parish independence committees to set up carnivals in your various parishes. Let's have a series of carnivals.
I love that. No, Maya, I want you to tell us a bit about the classes and what the classes teach, because little did you know, well, you didn't know at all, but I had a meeting with my director who's here at Q Daily, and speaking about helping to create training programs in various communities, that even if it's two persons, even if it's five persons, no matter how small it be, the classes, he said that creating these training programs in different communities and helping teaching people different skills in communities, he was saying that these things was help really build community. And you didn't meet with him yet, obviously, so you didn't know that that was also one of his visions. That's why love, we are all doing so much, Maya, because of the vision he have for us in the National Peace Program as well. So you want to tell us a bit about again about what, you know, your sister teach in these classes and the benefits of what you teach in these classes. I want our Q to hear about them and then his comments. Thank you so much.
All righty, we're gonna again to Barbados and Akil and Selena. In terms of the classes, I can say what the most popular class, which again will be the online one, as the 8-week program.
Yes, please.
And it is for beginner bakers. That particular one is designed for beginner bakers. So persons who don't have any experience or have very little experience with, like, probably just baking a little one, two things in your house along Christmas time, or when they feel like eating a little cake, that is the individual that best suit that class, as well as somebody who is looking to start a business. Because like I said earlier, that particular class not only teaches you the skill, but it teaches you how to start your business in terms of pricing your cake, getting customers, marketing yourself, doing cake consultations and that sort of stuff, right? So that's the ideal person that is for that class. And within that class, we also strive to teach modern techniques, because we find that the cake decorating space, it evolves like quickly. And so you have to know the latest technique or something similar to the latest technique in order to have something that pops out to your clients and for you to stand out in the niche, right? So what happens is that we try to teach a class. Every single year, we will add something more to the class, based on what we see inside the community in terms of, like, right now they have pull apart cupcakes happening a lot. They have, like, the butterflies and things trending on the cakes and that sort of stuff. And so we try our best to show our students the most recent techniques. So as soon as they finish the class, they're ready to go and start making that money. Yeah. I think that answers your question, right, Sonny?
Well, yes, it beautifully and wonderful. No, Akil, that is in cake making, whether it's in reading, whether it's in carpentry, whatever area in. Why classes like these and why initiatives like these and businesses like these are so important to our communities? And this is the youth that are doing it, by the way, which makes it even more awesome. But for you, right, these were things that in our many meetings you were saying, Sluggy, make sure you get out there as long as it's positive. You tell me as long as it's positive, as long as it's legal, as long as it's teaching something. Then you will tell me in the meeting, you reiterated those points. Why are these things so important to you and especially National Peace Program in our communities? How does these things even help with crime prevention? I know you're playing the hot seat, but I really know, and I need Barbados to understand how these things that we may not even focus or think is help. How does these things help a community and with crime prevention?
Thanks for helping me connect the dots, Sluggy. Now, first of all, I need to take my hat off to the person responsible for the National Peace Program and responsible for all these initiatives in the first place.
150 Correct,
150 projects and programs. And that person is the Honorable Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General, the Honorable Corey Lane. He is the brainchild behind all these initiatives. He is the person that would have got the approval to roll out these initiatives. He's the person that is responsible for hiring the NGO Inspire that was pivotal in ending the war between those two rival gangs. And as you know, we have not had any gun incidents between those gangs since they signed the peace agreement. So I want to take my hat off to Minister Corey Lane. But to address your question, and
before you go, Akil, Minister Corey Lane is who also mapo and show me strategy to get in the communities, get in the schools, work with the churches, and work with the blocks. He soon map out my entire strategy. You get me? So I have to mention that, yes, I get the credit. Yes, I the face. But Minister Corey Lane, if you remember, Akil, is who sit me down and map out the strategy for finding these young people or attracting the young people.
But we must remember the difference between Minister Corey Lane and a lot of other politicians is that he has been doing this for 25 years working with young people. We must remember the Nature Fund Ranch was around for quite some time, working with hundreds of young people that would pass through the juvenile justice system. He has been doing this all his life. So know that the Prime Minister has given him the opportunity to do what he's good at in the Office of the Attorney General. We that's the reason we have the National Peace Program. So we must big up Minister Corey Lane. He's not a good politician in my view, because politicians like to publicize themselves and what they're doing. But as you know, Sluggy, Corey just like to do work. He like to put his head down and do the work. So we the people that working with him, we must give him the credit, because he seems not to want to take the credit, but the credit is due. And Minister Corey Lane,
we gotta be honest, you know what I mean? He's a brand chaser, so that's gotta be real, you know what I mean? They don't like taking credit for things that
I like to say. He's not a politician, he's a people-tician. He focuses on the people. but back to your question, Sluggy, I want to compliment
my question.
I want to compliment the young lady, I want to compliment the young lady, and her sister.
Maya and Asia
for their creativity and their ingenuity in having such a successful business. I remember speaking to her a couple of days ago, on one of your mediums, Sluggy, and she indicated to me she never worked for anyone in her life. She has worked for herself all her life, and I want to compliment her, and I want to encourage young people that you can make a positive living, you can make a lot of money and support yourself and your family by doing something you love. She loved baking, she loved making cakes, so she trained herself, she started a business, she learned along the way, and now she's very successful. As a matter of fact, she's now teaching people to do it, so that is why it's important for people like her, for the National Peace Program to partner with them, help to scale their business, and in turn help to train some young people in communities that may want to learn to bake as well, that may have a idea of starting a baking business but just need a little direction. So we must empower young people, and when you have more young people out there in communities empowered doing what they love, they ain't gonna engage in crime, they ain't gonna engage in negative activity. So the more positivity we have out there, the more positive activity young people are engaged in, the less time and the less effort they have to engage in negative activity. So that is crime prevention. That is crime prevention there. So let us give young people, let's take away the excuse that I bored. That is what the National Peace Program is here to do. You can't be in a community and say that you bored. We want to fill communities with as much positive activity as possible. So if you like playing video games, I want to have video game competitions in every community. So the video gamers go to the community center and play a video game all day. But we can do it in a competition and have prizes. You can be able to win something. You get me? If you like pitching, let me have a pitching competition. If you like jump rope, if you like baking, whatever you like to do, let us engage people in positive activity. And the more positivity going on around the island, less negativity possible.
I love that. I know you can connect the dots. And I see why it's important to push things like these, to push initiatives like these. But I see why it's even more important that the persons in power support initiatives like these. I see the spin-off you're talking about and how it could translate in the long run of fighting crime. Now, Maya and Aisha, you all got this from family. You used to work in a family business, used to help your mother or your daddy or your cousin or somebody bake or sell things. Were you in things like this from young, from in school? Were you doing anything like this in school?
No. Our mom, she had her own businesses as well from time to time, but she also worked that well. But she always had that entrepreneurial spirit. So she would start something and she would do this thing, and she would also encourage us to have our own things. Our father as well, he has his own business for years. He does bodywork and painting. So I guess you could say we saw it around the house.
So you used to have to help. You had to help mommy while you were in school or anything?
At her workplace, we had the ability to help her there, like counting money. I used to do cashier work when it was kids. And people would be like, "You sure she can give me the right change?" Absolutely. I was really good at math. So I did that, packing the bags. We would pack the shelves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they would get more packing the shelves.
And she would show me the behind the scenes of like inventory where they parted to check them out.
Yeah, she would show us the behind the scenes of, I can show you about enough stuff, and I can show that the money balance, etc. She would show us that as well. But that's when we got older, not at 8. That was like teenage years for sure. But yeah.
Nice.
She showed us that.
I love that. No, looking back, Aisha. You think doing those small things behind the scenes that you said, oh, my mission behind the scenes, you think those things help at all your development as a young lady, a young business lady? You think those things help at all towards your development?
Definitely. It definitely did. It raised the blind sight from behind business for us. It allows us to see all the things that some people don't know. It allows us to see the good and the bad and the importance of what it is to keep inventory and know the prices and how to price correctly. Mm-hmm. It just showed us all those things. So without seeing those little parts and the good and the bad, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Along with school as well.
Yeah.
And working with the kids
that's so for sure.
In terms of having to work on schedule for coming home, baking, decorating, packaging, all within a certain time frame to get up again in early morning and go to school, come back and do it over and over and over again. Sometimes we finish work at 1 a.m. in the morning. I have to wake up before I go to school. So it was a lot.
And she actually instilled some time management skills in us from a very young age, because we were actually washing our clothes, pressing our clothes, and doing our food for school at a very, very young age. Some people would be like, that's a bit too much for little children. She's like, no, them gonna learn. And we did.
We did saving habits. She would give us some dollar and tell us to bring back
something.
Bring back something for this dollar to save. I mean, like, something? What we can bring back? So, yeah, it was a lot. But we made it through, and it shaped us to be disciplined for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I love that.
I'm not hearing
you there. They said, what's the important thing? They need having chores, having structure, having discipline, having a program going on, and at that young age, you could clearly see the benefits, and you all ain't missed nothing. You all ain't missed nothing that going on outside. You all ain't missed nothing happening, but still you had them core values from young, which I'm sure would carry you through, because it set your life on a certain path, okay. That you would hardly stray from. Ollie, you want to ask you a question, my brother, because we're having this conversation with some people, and a lady was saying why she don't give her children many chores. But then the old lady here in Black Rock, Mary Rosemont, was explaining what is important for children to do enough things and how it doesn't take away from anything. You, what's your thoughts on children having many activities to do from a young age, Ollie?
Time management. So, I mean, obviously it depends on what you call young, you know? But time management is important. And it's important to know you got 24 hours in a day. What are you going to do with them? So time management.
Yeah, that's true.
It also teaches responsibility. You know, like, for instance, in my case, my son, my five-year-old, he has chores. When he wakes up in the morning, his chore is to feed the cat. Some people may think that, you know, that ain't really nothing. But that cat, he understands that in order for that cat to eat, his responsibility is to feed it. And he's five, so it teaches responsibility. So chores are important, because when we become adult, we have chores to do. We have things to do around the house. So if you don't teach your child those fundamentals from an early age, they become lost when they are adults, and they are not able to do a lot of stuff for themselves. So it's important for parents to give children things to do around the house.
I will also add that it develops self-character as well as nurtures their desire to do whatever they want. So I would say maybe children keep dreaming as well, because I find that in this space right now, it is okay to dream when you're small, but when it gets older,
yeah.
You know, you gotta adapt to today's world and get a good job, get a good education. But the little dream that you had when you was 5 and 6 now is something that's impossible. When in reality, it's something that's impossible. Had you just had the right places to go and that sort of stuff, you would have made it. So I would say having those little chores and having those little activities that help to keep that.
I agree. I agree. I remember when I was young, I had. Sluggy, when I tell you how rare chores to do, I used to be vexed. I used to be like, geez, don't why you gonna do all these things?
Yeah.
But now I am an adult. I am thankful that my mother made me a well-rounded young man. Because now I could cook, I could clean, you know, around the house. I could provide for myself. And a lot of young men aren't able to do that. A lot of young men's mothers enable them and do things for them. My mother made sure I learned to do things for myself. So I think it's important that mothers teach children that responsibility and give them chores around the house to do. It helps develop character, and it will help them when they become adults. Trust me.
Help develop character. I love that. Helps to develop character. No, Selena in... Selena, in this journey, in you working with the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee, and now St. Andrew's Carnival, which is a lot of planning, it's a lot of running around. What helped you to do your job well? From me looking, what helped you to do your job so efficiently? Where are you able to come on radio even at short notice and have all the information and get to all the points and don't have to go back and holler, oh shoot, I forgot this. What helped you along the way before you got into this journey?
Well, so the unique thing is that I have a well-rounded family.
Nice.
And being raised with both my parents, to be honest, really helped me develop as a person.
Nice.
My father was very instrumental in taking care of me from a young age. He taught me to read, he taught me to write, And he really helped me to be a confident individual as I got older. And he would always have my back. He would support me in any idea I have, any business plan I have. He would always be there to offer great advice as well. And having that backing, it really helped me as I would think and I would go to him and say, Daddy, I have this idea, or Daddy, I have this plan. And, you know, he would offer his advice. And my mother, you know, she would come with her motherly advice as well. And when we come together, the family, my sisters as well, also being very well-rounded, I learned so much from them as well. And having a family like my family is really one of the reasons why I'm able to be who I am today, along with my own personal giftings and my abilities as well, is the reason that I have developed into the Selena that I am today. And for me, being confident and understanding who you are and what you want to achieve in life really makes a difference in how you execute and plan things. And as a planner, as a person, yeah, some person who loves to execute, who loves to have projects, I always think of myself not just as a planner, but as a consumer as well. So when I'm planning something, I consider if it was me walking into this event, how would I want it to look or how would I want to feel when I am there? And as I normally have high standards for myself, when I do that, then I convert that into, okay, well, if I am a consumer, I want to have this and I want to have that. So then as the planner, I turn around then and I made that a reality. So when persons come to experience whatever it is that I have to take care of or whatever project I am taking care of, then I know that what they will receive will definitely be something of a high standard and of a quality product.
That's awesome. So I got from Maya and Aisha speaking about time management from very young, from discipline, from very young, from having certain core values from very young, and it is not being overworked at a child, is not overloading their brain information, is extremely imperative to our development. I got that from Maya and Aisha. IQ, common state, hold these things plus positive activity and taking away the excuse that I board from the community also helps in terms of development for the youth. And then from Selena, I heard from Selena is talking about having that support, especially from a young age, having that. She's speaking about the family system. So it could be your church, it could be a Cub Scout group that give you it, it could be a Brownie group that's clean that give you it, it could be cadets that give you it, it could be your family at home if you're fortunate to go on and give you it. But what I gather from you, Selena, is the youth having that support system. What I gather from you are saying that support system really helps in building confidence in a youth in putting over themselves in whatever era it may be. You are saying that would help in whatever area. It didn't matter what area you went to, Selena, you think that would have helped you still in getting your job done efficiently?
Yes, having that support there is very necessary because you need to bounce off your ideas from different people. You know, we look at things differently. So for me, when I may look at something from left and some person else is going to bring a different perspective from right, and then when you combine the two, you have a great plan or a great idea. So to have that support system there, whether it be family, be church, be a friend, you know, be a peace program, you know, that's really going to help in building and developing individuals. And you're really reaching that point because a lot of people have ideas and thoughts, but no one to go to with how can I get this done or what should be my next step. So they're really, really caught in a limbo, not knowing what to do. But having the avenue of the National Peace Program and having the different resources that are being put out there, now persons have the ability to reach out and find ways that they can then develop themselves and become business owners like Maya and, you know, and really go out there and prosper themselves and prosper Barbados and everyone else can just try that way and see how it goes. But you must have support in order to get anything done.
Well, Sluggy, my small contribution was on time management. And speaking of that, we've got 2 minutes to wrap up the show.
About 3 minutes.
2 minutes.
No problem. We got no problem. Thanks, Ollie. We got 2 minutes. What I'm going to do, Akil, I'm going to give it to you for your last words. And then Maya and Aisha for their last words. And Selena, they don't need to hear from me. Over to you all.
Yes, I just want to thank the panelists, everyone that came on, Maya and Asia and Selena for all the work that they are doing. And I want to encourage people listening, it is our responsibility to make this island Barbados the best island it can be. Don't look to the government to do it. This is our country. We have to do what we can in our various communities to make this country a better place. So I want to thank Sluggy for what he's doing, for creating this platform to get this message out, and good night.
Manners and respect. Maya and Asia, please give Barbados your information and how they can reach you. And of course, you know, I will have you back for sure. So give them the information.
Hi. Okay, we'll have a quickly. The call us is 825-5150. That's also for WhatsApp, if you prefer WhatsApp. And to find us on socials, you have us on Instagram, Maya, M-Y-A, underscore, Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, cakes with a S, C-A-K-E-S, okay? That's our Instagram page. So again, the number is 825-5150, both calling and WhatsApp.
No problem. Brilliant. And Selena, how we can reach you, because we are jumping. Selena gone? Okay.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Well, good. Give them information how to reach you, because November 30th, we are coming to St. Andrew. Go.
Yes. So the first thing they can do is follow our Instagram page at St. Andrew Carnival 246 underscore, or I can be contacted at 263-7538. So that's 263-7538, and that's Selena with the original spelling, which is S-E-L-E-N-E. So brilliant. It's in Andrew Carnival 246 underscore and 263-7538.
No problem. Brilliant.
Thank you.
I will have Maya and Asia again next week. Ollie, I love what they're doing. Selena will come back, or she will send a representative, because we are pushing St. Andrew Carnival onto the 30th. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, Acute Daily, there at the National Peace Program, Barbados. I am so blessed and thankful to have these people in my life and the support of the public. Remember, one of our children, entire home burned down, and she's attending BCC Paul Marine. So you can WhatsApp me, 236-3534, 236-3534. We need her back with some uniform and books. Ollie, great job as usual, my brother. You know I love you like a brother. Thank you so much, and see you next week, my brother.